I wish you all you would see how beautiful this looks. Honorable and beloved faculty and staff, and my friends of the class of 2023, good evening. When I sat down to write this speech, I went back to look through my old color-coordinated diary, where I've been putting down all my happy memories in green and all my sad memories in red ink. A happy memory from April 20th, 2023, read, mentioned this incident. When I was walking up McGill Walk with Samir after Ramzan's last sahur, after crossing the second set of stairs, Samir looked up at Parish, which in the early hours of the morning looked as majestic as it did the first time I saw it, and said to me, "When you are enamored or overwhelmed by what's in front of you, it's precisely in those moments that you should turn around and appreciate what's behind you." He was just in the mood for life advice at 5 a.m. And of course, I promptly turned around and looked at the industrial mining equipment, the ruins of what used to be Sharples, and some caged off oak trees. But now, as I stand here today, enamored by the thought of us wearing that beautiful black regalias on Sunday and walking across the stage to get our diplomas, overwhelmed by the promises I've made to my friends to stay in touch, by the thought of meeting my professors for the last time and hearing them say, "Have a good life, Sanan, and good luck with everything you do in the future," rather than "see you next week." With the image of my room when I'm leaving it for the last time, seeing it bare of all the pictures, posters, and poetry that I've had up on my walls that have made it feel like home. It is precisely in this moment that I want to turn around and reflect on what's behind us, the journey that brought us here. I want to start with first collection. We sat right here for the first time as a class, overwhelmed by all the orientation events, but excited for classes to start. I was sitting back there in the right section with people who would go on to become my closest friends, but at that point only knew me as a note in their notes app that read, "Sanan Dhillon, Pakistan, Econ, cool guy, maroon shirt." It was a garnet shirt, Rez. Dean Henry asked us to reflect on how open we were to change. I, being the over-enthusiastic first year that I was, took the mic and said that I haven't come 7,000 miles away from home to go back the same person that I am today. I wasn't sure why or even how I would change, but I knew that I would. And 3 days from now, I will be back home. I am proud of the way I've changed, and I'm grateful of the part you all played in that process. You've taught me resilience. Amongst us are people who lost a loved one in the last 4 years and yet had the courage to continue in the face of unimaginable grief. Those whose countries were being bombed, occupied, or devastated by a flood or an earthquake, who were battling the guilt of being a survivor while juggling the responsibilities of a normal college student. Those who couldn't go back home to the warm embrace of their homes for the last 4 years during COVID and were stranded in an alien country. From each one of you, I learned the strength of the human spirit. You've taught me dedication. I learned it from the professors who made themselves available at ungodly hours for all the international students, who understood that due dates were more of a vibe than a rule, who went above and beyond for all of their students because they genuinely cared for them. I learned it from my dedicated friends who forced me to get out of bed on days when I didn't want to, when I didn't want to be alone, but also didn't have the courage to leave my room. I will miss your peer pressure. I saw it in the student athletes who took time off from school because they wanted to play with the teams they were recruited for, showing me what true passion and commitment looks like. Above all, you've taught me compassion and empathy. You were there for your friends in moments when they were having to be far too resilient. In moments when I needed a little extra support, my friends read me like a book and always knew how to put a smile on my face. When I was down with COVID, my roommate would bring me food and medicine for a week and check up on me far more often than even my family could. My friends celebrated my achievements like they were their own, even when they were waiting to hear back from their own internship applications, job applications. I learned the importance of caring for one another in challenging times, about how the smallest thoughtful gestures can do so much to lift one another. I don't know if I can ever repay these acts of compassion, but I promise to pay them forward. And as I do that, I will remember you for being kind to me and teaching me to be kind. Your contribution, however, surpasses me. When we were away during COVID, the campus was a hauntingly lifeless space. The impromptu conversation with an old friend in the long line for General Tso's chicken at Sharples. The Facebook post about people losing one solitary AirPod somewhere between Willits and Wharton. The nights we told ourselves that we'll actually get work done in Crumb Cafe, but spent the night talking to friends. And all the other moments that fostered a sense of community and shared experience vanished. We are the last batch to have seen a pre-pandemic Swarthmore. And then it was on us to try to build it all back, to try to leave the college better than we found it. And we did it. We did it. We consoled those who were grieving. We celebrated those who were thriving, and we cared for those who were struggling. We revived student clubs. We embraced the incoming classes who had to start their college careers online. With one little smile, one little nod, one little wave to a familiar stranger along the way to class, we rebuilt the bridges that were broken. We made it feel like the close-knit community we had mentioned in our Why Swarthmore supplement essays. We made it feel like home again. And in the entire history of the college, there is just one parallel to this experience, and it's a fitting one. The only other time when students were sent off campus was in 1881, when the Great Fire turned Parish Hall to ashes, and students lived and took classes from rented houses in Media. When the students came back, the class of 1883 started the college newspaper and named it the Phoenix. Let me read to you the first sentence of the first edition of the Phoenix. As our patron, the Phoenix, arose from her ashes more glorious than before, so shall the halls of our alma mater rise from her ruins more beautiful, more glorious, and more useful than ever before. End quote. 140 years later, these optimistic words describe the hope we all carried in our hearts when we were away. We came back united by a shared sense of commitment and deep love for one another. And through this deep love, we breathed life into this campus again. Albeit metaphorically this time, we helped Swarthmore rise and be more vibrant and more glorious than ever before. And this makes me confident that as we all enter a world that is more traumatized and more precarious than ever before, we will make it a better world and we'll leave it better than we found it. And this makes me honored beyond words to be a part of this extraordinary class, the class of 2023, that made it happen. And in this way, the story of how you touched my life and the life of this college is intertwined. Just as each one of you will light a candle tonight to illuminate this space, you have brought light to my life and that of this college. And like the stars above us, that have long gone away but have left their impression on the night sky, you have left an impression on my life and the history of this college, and this impression will stay long after you have left these spaces. Before I end, I want to make a couple notes of gratitude to the people who I wanted to be here with me but couldn't. Shanze, thank you for being with me every step of the way. This would not have been possible without you. Mama, Baba, Amani, Bahavir, Nana, Nano, you have sacrificed far more than I have for this day. You are my first friends and my first teachers. Aap log mere superheroes hain. You are my superheroes and I love you. My parting words are borrowed from the Assistant Dean of International Students, Jennifer Marks Gold, who has been a consistent pillar of support throughout my time at Swarthmore. As I turn around to reflect on the last 4 years, here is what I see. Behind me are countless beautiful memories with all of you, moments that I will cherish forever. Ahead of me are all my dreams. Around me are those who love me, and within me is everything I need to go through life. For that and everything else, thank you.